ಅನನ್ಯಶ್ಚಿಂತೆಯಂತೋ ಮಾಂ ಯೇ ಜನ ಪರ್ಯುಪಾಶತೆ ತೇಷಂ ನಿತ್ಯಾಭಿಯುಕ್ತಾನಾಂ ಯೋಗಕ್ಷೇಮಂ ವಹಾಮ್ಯಹಂ. Lord Sri Krishna tells us in the Bhagavad Gita that for my devotee who surrenders unto me, I will protect what he has and I will carry what he lacks. It is this faith that is the power and the glory of the Vaishnavas. A materialistic person is constantly calculating his past, present, and future in this world through his sense perception, through what he has learned through the study of material education. In fact, Bhaktivinoda Thakur does not have much good to say about material education. There is one beautiful song, Vidyara Vilase, where he explains that he was very scholarly throughout his life, working very hard, studying many, many books of literature of various sorts, studying, attaining higher and higher degrees, higher and higher stages of prestige due to his erudite scholarship. And he said that the conclusion of all my studies is I have become a foolish ass. And there's nothing more to be said than that. I have simply studied this illusory energy and become more and more and more ensnared in the complexities of material energy. I have wasted my valuable time with hopes of gratification, pleasure. But what do I have to show for it? A life of frustration. So it is very easy and very simple in this society to just coast along with the waves of illusion and calculate everything according to how everyone tells us life should be. But the Vaishnav devotees of the Lord, they have a different vision. Their vision is based on faith in God. Their vision is that Krishna is perfect and complete, that Krishna is the supreme controller of all controllers, that I am his servant, and whether I'm educated or uneducated does not matter. What really matters is what I do have I dedicate in the loving service of the Lord. Whether one is a scholar or whether one is illiterate, from the point of view of God, it makes absolutely no difference. Gaurakishore Das Babaji, he never went to school in his life. He'd never learned even to write his own name. But he had such complete faith in the grace of God and the grace of Guru that he could answer anyone's questions perfectly according to the authority of Shastra. How is that possible? It's humanly impossible. It's beyond all logic. But one who has faith in God, there is only one type of logic in our life, that Krishna can do anything, and he never abandons his devotee. That is the only logic we know. Everything else is full of the perilous inadequacies of the illusory energy.
You were listening to Radhanath Swami on devotionalnectar.com.